And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 3rd of March, 2017. 1931, on this day, the Star-Spangled Banner became the official national anthem of the United States. Written by Francis Scott Key toward the end of the War of 1812, he put his poem to music, the song To Anacreon in Heaven, a barroom song. The Star-Spangled Banner competed with My Country, 'Tis of Thee and Hail Columbia for ceremonial uses. The U.S. Navy was the first to adopt the Star-Spangled Banner officially in 1889. The White House recognized it in 1916, and in 1931, Congress made it official. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, published on this day, 1802, Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 2. The moonlight was attached to the work years after Beethoven died. Beethoven himself thought of it as a reflection on death, sitting at the bedside of a very sick friend. Time magazine, first published on this date, 1923, weekly news magazine, the first of its kind in this country, founded by Henry Luce and Britton Haddon, who had worked together on the Yale Daily News. They started with a subscription list of 9,000 readers. It's the birthday of the host of This American Life, Ira Glass, born Baltimore, 1959. He was 19, college freshman, looking for a summer job, got an internship with NPR despite the fact that he'd never listened to public radio, became a producer of All Things Considered, then moved to Chicago, 1989, 6 years later launched This American Life. And it's the birthday of the poet James Merrill, 1926, New York City, son of the co-founder of Merrill Lynch, author of many collections of poems, including The Changing Light at Sandover, 1982. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled I Love You. Early on, I noticed that you always say it to each of your children as you're getting off the phone with them, just as you never fail to say it to me whenever we arrive at the end of a call. It's all new to this only child. I never heard my parents say it, at least not on such a regular basis, nor did it ever occur to me to miss it. To say I love you pretty much every day would have seemed strangely obvious, like saying I'm looking at you when you were standing there looking at someone. If my parents had started saying it a lot, I would have started to worry about them. Of course, I always like hearing it from you. That is never a cause for concern. The problem is I now find myself saying it back, if only because just saying goodbye, then hanging up, would make me seem discourteous. But like Bartleby, I would prefer not to say it so often, would prefer instead to save it for special occasions, like shouting it out as I leaped into the red mouth of a volcano with you standing helplessly on the smoking rim, or while we are desperately clasping hands before our plane plunges into the Gulf of Mexico, which are only two of the examples I had in mind, but enough, as it turns out, to make me want to say it to you right now, and what better place than in the final couplet of a poem where, as every student knows, it really counts. I Love You, a poem by Billy Collins from his collection Aimless Love, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.